the Shikellamy Braves wrestle on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Braves wrestling is sponsored by Glick, Murray Motors Chevrolet, APW, Zimmerman Motors, Levinsky Law Offices, Carpet Man, Ad One Advertising Specialties, Sunbury Motors, Peters Home Appliance Center, W&L Subaru, Purdy Insurance Agency, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, and Little Addie's Cafe. Now, let's go mat side with Steve Williams.
Good afternoon, wrestling fans, and welcome back to Bald Eagle Area for bout number two on the day for the Braves. This one will be against Bald Eagle Area. They are in with a record of 8-6. 9-5 is the record for the Braves after beating Hollidaysburg earlier this morning. We'll be right back right after this with some lineups and action right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and we're celebrating President's Day all month long with huge discounts on all new vehicles during our President's Day event.
We have a great selection of 2019 Jeep Wranglers in stock with up to $2,000 off. Now, that's a huge discount, plus every new vehicle will be discounted for this event.
Check out our website that lets you value your trade, structure your deal, and see payments.
Huge President's Day event savings all month long at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Sunbury. Give us a call at 988-JEEP or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com, or better yet, stop in today.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design, Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, leave the shoes outside.
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Welcome back to Bald Eagle Area. The Bald Eagle Area Eagles and the Shikellamy Braves ready to tangle. Right now, the captain's meeting in the middle of the mat, and for the second straight match, the Braves have won the toss. Not really sure. I didn't really talk to Coach Egan as to whether he wanted odds or evens this time, but he usually instructs his captains where to go. But we will get this match underway. 195 pounds, the starting point for today. Curtis Raker, a freshman for the Braves at 4-10. I believe it'll be Dylan Beisel a senior at 23-9. Let's see if they announce him. Oh, no, it is Chandler Burns. Burns, a freshman at 8-13. So it'll be Burns and Raker. Both teams have so many possible options here. It's really hard to say who's going to be doing what here. I can tell you for sure there's a double forfeit at 106. But even some of the kids that we were expecting, the better kids from Boulder area, they didn't all weigh in. So to find out what's going on here as it happens. But right now, Burns and Raker, two inexperienced freshmen. Burns looks for a leg. Raker backs away. Burns ties up on the head of Raker. Raker, a wild shot in on Burns. Burns spins around behind, but off the edge of the mat. No takedown. In the match against Hollidaysburg, Curtis Raker received a forfeit. Second match, the Braves forfeited to Mason McCready in the first match. The second match, they forfeited to Raker. So it was 6-6, and they hadn't even started a sweat yet. Raker ties up on the head of Burns. On their feet, break apart. Some head fakes by the pair. Now they tie up. Throw attempt by Chandler Burns, but off the edge of the mat with 22 seconds go. Burns at the whistle, quickly in on the leg of Raker. Raker trying to fight him off. Burns has both legs. Raker gets his hips up. Needs to keep his hips up as Burns fighting him. Raker under the arm. Keeps his hips up. And he gets the Merkel, but he runs out of time. No takedown. Looked like Burns was going to get it easy. And then Raker found that Merkel and just about got it himself. They'll start the second period down on the mat. Raker on top. Burns is set. And they're back underway. Raker, tight waist. Burns stands. Raker, collar tie, breaks him back down. Burns up on all fours now. Raker trying to get his weight forward on Chandler Burns. Breaks him down. Goes to a collar tie on the right side. Burns steps across from underneath. And Raker going to set up that Merkel again. He's got the leg hooked. He's got the near arm and the head. And lets the leg go. High risk move. 1 point escape for Chandler Burns. He leads 1-0. Back on their feet. They lock up. Break apart. Back in the center. Again, more head faking, but no shooting. Apart and move back to the center of the mat. Burns. A blast double. Raker sprawls, gets under the arms, sprawls in circles. Burns stands, no takedown. Back on their feet, they lock up. Headlock attempt by Burns, they go off the edge of the mat. Burns has tried a couple of big moves here. Raker has to be wary of that. On their feet. Again, they lock up. Forehead to forehead. Up on their toes. They break apart. 15 seconds to go in the first, or excuse me, in the second period. Again locked up. Near the edge of the mat. Shrug attempt by Raker. And they find the edge of the mat with 5 seconds to go. The the Clash. That is the end of the second period, 1-0. The lead for Chandler Burns over Curtis Raker, third period choice to Raker. He's going to go down in a mat. He gets set. Burns will get on the left side. And they're back underway. Burns picks an ankle. Raker stays on his base. Up on all fours. Clears the hand. Stands. Working for hand control. Burns back heels into the mat. Raker from his knees. Burns trying to throw a cradle on him, and he'll run Raker off the edge of the mat. Curtis Raker back to the middle. Burns takes his time, gets on top, and we're going to get a caution on Burns. Didn't put his hand on the navel of Curtis Raker. Burns again picks an ankle. Raker steps up. Burns tries to throw on the far side cradle. Raker to his feet. Burns with a seatbelt. And he's going to be warned for stalling as he back heels Raker to the mat. Raker working his way back up. Stands. Burns with the seatbelt pulls him backwards and off the edge of the mat. Coach Egan telling him to keep coming up. He keeps doing that. He's going to get another stalling call. It can only be up for 5 seconds. And now the Baltimore area coaches are going to say let him up. And he gets cautioned again. Stands to the side rather than behind. All right. Now he gets it. Tries to throw a near side cradle on Raker. Circles around. Keeps the head. Raker to his feet. Three-quarter Nelson on the right side by Burns. Raker peels that off. Stands. Burns still has the head. Raker breaks the grip. One-point escape for Curtis Raker. Burns with a stalling call with 45 seconds to go if Raker can push him, because neither wrestler has come close to a takedown. Raker with a front head and arm. Circles, and they go off the edge of the mat. Back to the center. They're telling him, push him, get that other stalling call. Up on his toes, he goes right after Burns. Burns breaks it. Raker looks for a leg. Burns counters. Raker sprawls. Gathers the leg of Chandler Burns. Burns switches to a double. And they go off the edge of the mat with 13 seconds. Raker gets up, runs back to the middle. Burns slower to the middle. Back in the middle, they tie up. Burns pushing Chandler. Burns back. And, oh, Burns snaps him down, circles to the rear, but off the edge of the mat with 4 seconds to go. Raker quickly back to the middle. They're back at it. 4 seconds. Raker stands and looks at the clock, and Burns attacks. 1 minute overtime period. Sudden victory. 1-1 after the regulation six. They go 1 minute sudden victory. If nobody scores, it goes 30-30. And then we go to ride out. They tie up again. Snap down by Raker. Burns moves in, ties up under the arm. Tries to jack Raker up, and they go off the edge of the mat. 42 seconds. Back in the middle. They tie up again. On their feet, Burns tries to snap Raker down. Doesn't go. Raker heavy on the head and Burns. Driving in on Burns, looks for a leg. Burns sprawls. They go off the edge of the mat. 20 seconds. Raker again gets up, runs back into the middle. first step is backwards. He's going to have to be careful. They tie up. Forehead to forehead. Burns snaps Raker down. Raker looks for a leg. They go off the edge of the mat. Raker again quickly back to the middle with 9 seconds. Again takes that first step backwards. Very obvious. Going to get himself in trouble. And we're going to go to 2:30-second periods. Choice goes to Burns. He wants to go down. Raker was able to ride him, but I don't know if he can do it for 30 seconds. Burns gets set. Referee explaining to the two freshmen what's going on here. Burns ready. Raker on top. And Burns up on all fours. Raker collar tie. Holds him down on all fours. Has his weight forward. Breaks Burns back to the mat. Riding tough with that collar tie. Riding from the right side. Tight waist. Collar needs to cover the hips and does. 10 seconds. Burns up on all fours again. Raker with the collar tie. He can't get his hands up off the mat. Raker keeps his weight forward. And that is the end of the first 30-second ride-out time. Raker will go down. If he escapes, he could win it. They're going to wrestle 30 more seconds no matter what. And they're ready. Burns picks an ankle. Raker quickly back to his knees. Burns with the ankle. Raker clears it. Burns tries to put on a far side cradle. He does as Raker stands. Raker needs to break the cradle. It's loose. Raker reaches, takes the head of Burns. Pulls him over top. And a two-point reversal. No, he still has control. Now he pops his head. Two-point reversal, and he's got Burns on his back. And that's the way it'll end. Two-point reversal. Does he get two near fall points? Doesn't matter. Not going to give it to him. Curtis Raker with a big 3-1 win in overtime. That'll put the Braves out on top 3-0. And we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
If the last time you had a fun event with your friends and family was Uncle Bob tells you about his vacation for the third time in a row, then you miss the great times that are found at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Everyone from moms and dads right down to all the kids always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice-cold drinks including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at garfields.net.
And we are back, and the Forfeit brothers are winning this match, 220 pounds. A forfeit to Adam Young at 285 pounds. A forfeit to Nellie Fain at 106 pounds. A double forfeit. So right now we are at 15-0 in favor of the Braves. 113 pounds, Damian Wolf, a junior. Had a good match the first go-around, 8-15 against 23-8 sophomore Cooper Gillum, man. It is Wolf in on the legs of Gillum. And Gillum, with a nice scramble, gets a takedown and now tries to bar up the left arm of Damian Wolf. As Wolf broke into the mat. Gillum trying to get that arm and tilt Wolf over and does put him into a high tilt situation with the 2-on-1 on the left arm. Wolf clears it, stands, 2-point near fall for Gillum. Now picks up the left leg of Wolf and they go off the edge of the mat. So a 4-0 lead for Gillum with 55 seconds to go in the first period. Wolf quickly back in, set. Gillum on top. And they're back underway. Wolf to his feet. Gillum, tight waist, gathers in the left arm. Wolf needs to get those arms out front. Keep Gillum from tying him up. Gillum going to, with a bar, try and tilt Wolf back. Wolf wanted to switch hips. He's got the bar sunk in deep on the left side. Puts a half Nelson in on the right side. Puts it on the head. Walks to the half Nelson. Picks up Wolf and puts him on his back. He's got Wolf in a world of hurt. Wolf bridging. Gillum drops his weight back. They're chest to chest and he pins him. 1 minute and 50 seconds in the first period. Cooper Gillum with the fall. 15-6 the score in favor of the Braves. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Hey, Shikellamy sports fans. Our team knows how important it is to warm up before each basketball game and wrestling match. Well, Little Addie's Cafe Market Street Sunbury can help you warm up, too. Little Addie's features mochas, espresso, lattes, and innovative seasonal drinks. Homemade breakfast and lunches every Tuesday through Sunday so you can kick back any day or weekend with their homemade soups, sandwiches, and weekly specials. Visit Little Addie's Cafe on Facebook or Market Street Sunbury. Upgrade your day.
And we are back. 120 pounds. It's Caleb Yoder, a freshman for the Braves at 4-19. Garrett Giedruck, one of the seniors that was honored here before the start of this match. He is 22-10. And it is Giedruck with a takedown and puts Yoder over onto his back. And no, he didn't have him over for any points. Goes to work on the right arm. Going for the tilt. Now works right side, looks for a cradle. Yoder gets big. Giedruck pushes down on the head, and they go off the edge of the mat. .102 to go in the first period. And Giedruck, front head and arm, rolls Yoder through, comes up under the arm. Puts Yoder over onto his back. Yoder fights back to his stomach. Giedruck, a four-year starter for the Boldigo Area Eagles. And with the bar arm, puts Yoder back over onto his back. Applies the pressure. Yoder fights, comes back off of his back to his side. Giedruck with the arm, puts him back over. Yoder fights off his back again. Giedruck with the arm and pulls the arm up too far on Caleb Yoder. 3-point near fall and a 5-0 lead for Garrett Giedruck. 10 seconds to go in the first period. Yoder set, Giedruck on top, and they're back underway. Giedruck with the collar on the right side, uses it to pull Yoder over into his back and gets another 2-point near fall at the buzzer. So the score 7-0. Garrett Giedruck on top of Shikellamy's Caleb Yoder. Caleb wrestling at 120 pounds, just maybe a pound away from making 106. He's going to drop to 106 for the postseason. Giedruck breaks him down. Sinks the bar arm in deep on the right side. Yoder leads into it. Giedruck reaches across underneath, puts on the half. Now runs the bar. Puts Yoder on his side and on his back. Yoder fighting off of his back. Yoder fights back to his side. Giedruck, reverse Nelson. Digs his chin into the shoulder. Now pulls up on the head. Puts in a headlock. Tightens up the grip. Yoder just keeping his right shoulder up. Slides to the side again. And the three-point near fall as Yoder comes to his base. Not able to pin him. 10-0. Cross face. Looking for the cradle. Turks the legs. 30 seconds. Loses the arm, but he still has the Turk. Trying to get a bottom leg cradle now. Yoder bellies out. Comes to his base. Bar arm right. Yoder clears it. Giedrott with a vicious cross face to end the second period and a 10-0 lead over Shikellamy's Caleb Yoder. Third period wrestling, referee's down position. Giedrott on the bottom, he's set. Yoder gets on top, they're back underway. Quick switch by Giedrott and caught Yoder with his hands locked around the waist, so there is 1 point for the locked hands and a 2 point reversal, so it is 3-0. Giedrott locks in a near side cradle. Oh, Yoder peels it off. Giedrott down heavy on the head. Comes out front. And a stalemate stop in the action. Yoder back quickly set. Giedrott on top. Back underway. 1:11 to go in the bout. Giedrott, tight waist. Trying to bar in the right arm. And again, down heavy on the head is Giedrott as he comes out front. Yoder to his knees. Giedrott breaks him back down, pulls him in tight. He is really brutalizing the head and neck of Caleb Yoder. Now comes up under the arm. Puts Yoder on his side, puts him on his back. He needs to pin him or he's going to get the technical fall. Yoder bridging. And he pins him. 5:32 of the third period. Giedrott with a fall over a gamey Caleb Yoder. 15-12 in favor of the Braves. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course, full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission. And you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of the Susquehanna Valley Mall, Seals Grove.
And we're back. 1:32. Colton Semcoe, a freshman for the Braves, 9-20. Had a really good match against Hollidaysburg this morning. He is wrestling Drake Holderman. He is a sophomore at 11-16. And they are underway. Tie up, break apart. Semcoe in on the leg, trying to pull it in. And got his head underneath, though. As Holderman circles. Semcoe takes the leg, tries to pull it over top. And now cuts back the opposite way. Comes up with a leg. Switches to a double. Holderman trying to scooch his hips back. Semcoe goes back to the single. And a stalemate stop in the action. The biggest mistake Semcoe made there is he's shooting to that back leg. Semcoe and Holderman tie up. On their feet, apart. Now they lock up. Break apart. Tie up again. 15 seconds to go. Still no score. A couple of evenly matched underclassmen. Physically, no real difference. That is the end of the first period. They physically pretty much, they look the same. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Semko on the bottom. He quickly gets down. He's set. Holderman on top. Semko to his feet. Holderman tries to put on a far side cradle. Semko pops ahead, circles to the rear. He's got the arm and the head. Oh, check that. That's Holderman with a near arm headlock and now circles around, stays in control. Breaks Semko down. Holderman traps the right leg. Semko back to his knees. Sits in quickly. Holderman with a grapevine on the right leg stays in control. Semko back to his base. Flatten Semko out. That near leg has been the difference. Now he puts the other boot in. Got the body scissors as he flattens Semko out. Got all of his weight on the upper body of Colton Semko. And a stalemate stop in the action with 40 seconds to go in the second period. Still scoreless. Semko needs to quickly get up off of the mat. Sits out. Holderman gets a leg in. Semko clears it. Stays on his base. Holderman right side. Semko reaches back. Takes the leg. And we get potentially dangerous stop in the action. Seconds to go in the second period. They restart. Semko to his feet. Holderman breaks him down. Picks a near ankle. Semko pulls a leg over top. Holderman cross faces, stays in control. Semko from underneath with the leg, trying to pull him over top. And Holderman will hang on. Controlling Semko the whole second period, 0-0 after two. Semko, tight waist. Holderman, switch. Gets the leg of Semko. Semko hangs on to the leg of Holderman. Holderman, near side cradle, two-point reversal for Drake Holderman. He leads. Holderman trying to get the leg in. Semko catches it, pops it over top. Semko stands. Holderman switches to a dub goal. Semko doubles in half the funk roll him, and it's quickly called a stalemate. Minute 28 to go. Holderman cross face, breaks Semko to the mat. Looking for the far side cradle. Semko to his knees. Holderman has the cradle. Semko breaks it. Holderman with the cross face. Gets a leg in on the right side. So far, reversal by Holderman, the only scoring in this match. Semko cannot get away from him. Semko back to his base. Holderman, power half left. Semko, mule kicks his leg free. Holderman right side, puts the leg in again. This time, Semko sits, but Holderman cross faces him back to the mat. Flattens him out. Back to his knees. Holderman right side, cross facing. look like he's looking for the far side cradle, but that's just how he's riding. Holderman from the right side with the crossface. Picks a near ankle. Semko on his knees. And we got Stalling on top. 7 seconds. Doesn't really much matter at this particular point. Semko sits Holderman collar tie. And he will hang on to the 2-0 win. That ties the score at 15. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling, News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855. Or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
And we are back, 132 pounds. It'll be Cade Balestrini against Alex Holt. Balestrini, a junior, 25-2. Holt, a senior, at 12-14. And Balestrini opens with a takedown. Let's hold up so it's 2-1 quickly. And again, oh. Holt trying to get off the mat. Balestrini grabs the legs, hangs on, and another takedown. He gets 4-1. Now 4-2 as he lets Holt up again. This is not a typical Shiklemy Bald Eagle crowd. You could hear a pin drop in here. Decent crowd for Boldugo area across the way, but boy, nothing like back in the day, that's for sure. 2-point takedown for Balestrini as he circles around. Slowly, that's Holt stands, locks in a near side cradle, walks it over, puts him on his back, referee looking, and he pins him. 1:10 of the first period. Balestrini with the fall. 21-15 in favor of the Braves. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Most of us will need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
And we're back, 138 pounds, Gage Wolf and Noah Foltz, a couple of freshmen. Wolf moved to 2-4 here earlier, had a really good match against Hollidaysburg. Foltz is 12-13, and Wolf comes out, and as Coach Egan said, he's best when he's moving forward, and boy, he just freight trained Noah Foltz for the takedown. Leads 2-0, now sinks a bar in deep on the left side, trying to work a half in on the right side. Steps to the right side, he's got the half in, he's got it on his head. That puts it on his neck, steps out with a half, running. Foltz sliding along with him. He needs to pick him up and knee block him. Foltz clears both the bar and the half, comes to his knees, stands. Wolf's going to let him go. And again, Wolf moving forward. He ties up on the head. Wrestlers back into the center circle. On their feet. Wolf, tap and go. In on the leg. Goes from a single to a double. As Foltz sprawls. Got his head caught underneath. Foltz getting him stretched out. Wolf not able to hang on as Fultz takes the ankle, circles behind, and right away he puts the boot in. 3-2 lead for Noah Fultz. Fultz going to ride with that leg. And that's how they won the first period. Fultz with a 3-2 lead. Second period wrestling. Choice goes to Fultz. He wants to go down. Fultz set. Wolf on top. Wolf gathers the arm of Fultz. Fultz clears it and stands. He leads 4-2 with that escape. Fultz pawing at Wolf. Now Wolf moves in, ties up. Fultz with a big right leg lead. Now he snaps him down. Wolf circles around to the rear. 2-point takedown for Gage Wolf. 1-point escape as he lets Fultz up. Just snapped and circled. Just some basic wrestling stuff right there. 5-4 lead for Fultz. And again, locked up. They break apart. On their feet. Down on the head, cuts back the opposite direction, does Gage Wolf to a double. Fultz hanging on around the waist. Wolf trying to stack him up and does. 2-point takedown. Gage Wolf for 45 seconds goes back into the lead, 6-5. Flattens Fultz to the mat. Collar tie left by Wolf. Fultz back to his knees. Slowly presses back to a 4-point stance. Stands. Wolf breaks him back down. 2-on-1 on the right arm. Now 1-on-1 as he goes with a tight waist. Collar tie by Wolf. Flattens Fultz to the mat. Far wrist. Digs in. Drives Fultz down. That is the end of the second period. 6-5. Gage Wolf back in the lead. And you can just see him starting to wear down Noah Fultz. He'll start in the third period on their feet. On their feet. Now they lock up. The ties have been to the advantage of Gage Wolf. Now aggressively chasing Noah Fultz. Arm Russian hook right, ducks under, picks up a double, picks him up, plants him to the mat. 2-point takedown by Gage Wolf. 8-5 lead for Wolf. 1-on-1 on the right arm, trying to pull it into a 2-on-1. And a referee stops the action. Calls potentially dangerous. Oh, no, he calls the blood. Blood time for Fultz. With 1:15 to go in the third period. Braves on top, 21-15. Gage Wolf leading right now, 8-5. Last year, Boldigo area, 45-28 win over the Braves down at the Lockoff Gym. This is one of the very few longtime opponents on the Braves schedule that they have a losing record against. Trying to get the score a little closer to even here today. And they're back underway. Fultz stands. 2-on-1 by Wolf. He breaks him back down, flattens him out. He's got that 2-on-1. Trying to get the arm in, wants to put a reinforced bar in there. Fultz doing a good job of fighting him off. Now goes back to the 2-on-1. Fultz clears it. Wolf, tight waist. Oh, Fultz hits that switch. digs his toes in. 1 point escape. Wow, he was lucky. 1 point escape, 8-6. Wolf with the advantage on his feet. Holtz with a great switch, used it twice for points. 35 seconds. Holtz looks for a leg. Wolf sprawls. They come back to their feet. Now Holtz going after Wolf, and Wolf's going to be warned for stalling. Again, he's best going forward, not backwards. He needs to counter Wolf's attack by going back at him. Over underhook on their feet. 15 seconds. Holtz tries to trip him. And they're going to go off the edge of the mat. 12 seconds. Back into the middle. Holtz attacks the head. Wolf up under the arms. Holtz tries the headlock. Wolf pops his head. 2 point takedown for Gage Wolf. With under 5 seconds to go, he's going to win this match. The final score, 10-6. Gage Wolf, 2-0 on the day. Looking good. That'll make the score 24-15 in favor of the Braves. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
And we are back, just trying to confirm the name of the Baldugo area wrestler. It's Kevin Kibe. Drew Balestrini for the Braves, sophomore, 21-6. Kevin Kibe. Let's see what I can tell you about him. Probably not a whole lot because my... Okay, hold on here. Well, right now I can tell you Balestrini with a 2-0 lead. Trying to tilt him over. Over here, I'm sorry, Devin Kibe, junior 0-5. So it's Devin Kibe. And it's Balestrini with a 2-0 lead. And right now, riding him out, he's got the reinforced bar on the right side. They go off the edge of the mat. Balestrini continues to ride on top. Now takes the right arm, posts it on the back. Oh, tries an arm pry, but from the wrong side. That's definitely going to get you a potentially dangerous stop in the action. 25 seconds to go. Balestrini, the 2-0 lead, tight waist. Breaks Kibe down. Now goes with the arm pry on the right side. Pops it up over his head, walks to the head, puts Kibe on his back. He's got Kibe in the high bridge. I mean, Kibe is in a very high bridge. He's not even close to being on his back. Now, Balestrini adjusts with a headlock. Goes back to a half Nelson. And he's going to run out of time. 3-point near fall and a 5-0 Drew Balestrini lead. Second period wrestling. Referee's down. Position Balestrini on the bottom. He stands, posts the hands of Kibe, 1 point escape, 6-0 lead for Drew Balestrini. Kibe ties up on the head. Nice, fireman's carry by Balestrini, puts Kibe right to his back. So a big 5-point move. wants to pin him because the score will be 13 to nothing if he doesn't. Half Nelson comes up under the arm. Kybe fights his way back to his stomach. 3-point near fall. 11-0. 11-1 now with the escape for Kybe. On their feet, tied up. Kybe underhook. Balestrini goes under. Kybe double underhooks. Balestrini, big move forward, gets Kybe off of his base. Really gets him out of position. Now Kybe takes the leg on Balestrini. Balestrini with a whizzer. Kybe trying to step across behind. And a stalemate stop in the action with 45 seconds. Back on their feet. Forehead to forehead. Now they break apart. 30 seconds to go in the second period. Tie up again. Balestrini, nice single leg shot. Kybe takes the legs. Tries to funk roll him. Balestrini in under the arm, pries it loose, 2-point takedown. 13-1. And that is the end of the second period of wrestling. Balestrini with a 13-1 lead. Third period choice goes to Devin Kybe. He chooses top. Goes right to work with a half Nelson on the left side. Balestrini stands, steps away, leads 14-1. So he's going to have to take Kybe down and take him to his back. Got a double leg, Kybe hanging on between the legs. Kybe hanging on for dear life. And he takes him down. Does not take him to the back. So 1-2-3-4-40 by the score of 16-1, the time of the tee fall. And that'll make the score 30-15 in favor of the Braves. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
And we're back 152 pounds, Baron Emmerich. For the Braves, a junior at 2-6, 11-10, junior Drew Coleno. And we are underway. Emmerich did not wrestle in the first dual meet. He did wrestle a JV match and got a very quick first period fall. Now shoots on a leg, switches from a single to a double. Coleno ties up between the waist. Emmerich gathers the legs. Breaks Coleno to the mat. Tries to stack his legs over. Coleno rolls them through. Emmerich with a bar. Comes around to the rear. 2-point takedown for Baron Emmerich. Emmerich tight waist. Half Nelson right. Coleno to his knees. Emmerich breaks Coleno down. riding from the rear. Tight waist. Barm right by Emmerich, and the referee going to call potentially dangerous on the bar. Nine seconds to go in the first period. Emmerich picks an ankle. Coleno takes a wrist. Looked like he was going to try a roll. And that is the end of the first period. Baron Emmerich, a good first period, leads 2-0. Second period wrestling, the choice to Coleno, discussing it with his coach. He wants to go top. You know that leg's coming. The boot's coming in. Emmerich set. And they're back underway. Coleno, wrist control. Emmerich reaches back, looks for a leg. Coleno, ball and chain on the left arm. Uses the ball and chain. Picks Emmerich up. Emmerich back to his base. Clears the arm. Coleno takes the arm. Emmerich to his feet. 1 point escape for Baron Emmerich. He leads 3-0. That was big to get up away from that ball and chain or the leg coming in. Right now, Emmerich shoots in. Coleno, front head and arm on Baron Emmerich. Throws him by. 2 point takedown for Coleno. Emmerich stands. Coleno with a 3-2 lead. Emmerich with a 3-2 lead. They go off the edge of the mat. And if you are tuning in here, getting ready for Braves basketball, Lewisburg Green Dragons at the Lockoff Gym, we will break away from here at about 2:15, and the basketball will be at WKOK.com. We will stay on WKOK 1070 AM. Emmerich trying to get to his feet. Coleno slaps on a cradle, rocks him back. And he's going to get some near fall points for the cradle. Emmerich fights his way to his stomach. 3 point near fall. And Coleno takes a 5-3 lead. Emmerich stands. Coleno, tight waist. Bar arm right, breaks him down. That is the end of the second period. Coleno 5, Emmerich 3. Third period wrestling, referee's down position. The choice to Baron Emmerich. He's got to go down. He needs to score. Gives up that far arm right away. Coleno pulls it in tight with a 2-on-1. Working right side. Breaks Emmerich down. He's got the arm. Trying to pull it over and put Emmerich on his back. Emmerich back to his base. Coleno, 1-on-1 on the left arm. Now Coleno boots in on the right side. Grapevines the leg. Working on the leg, trying to put him in the spread eagle. Emmerich stands. Coleno gathers the arm. Emmerich trying to clear his arms. Coleno puts him to the mat, had a 1 second near fall count. Emmerich turns. Coleno trying to hang on to the arm. Oh, off the edge of the mat, no change in position. Oh, so close. 5-3 lead for Coleno, and some questions at the scoring table. Coach Egan questioning whether that wasn't a reversal. He didn't have his arm free, though. That's the thing. He was turning, and Coleno just... There's got to be just a couple of hairs on the arm of Baron Emmerich that he had a hold of. Emmerich, set, 53 seconds. Coleno, cross face. Emmerich on all fours, stands. Coleno gathers the arm. Emmerich on his feet. Coleno can't break him down. Throws a warning for stalling. Now, Coleno drops to the legs. Tackles Emmerich back down. Emmerich tries to mule kick him away, but they go off the edge of the mat. 28 seconds. Coleno appears to be wearing down a bit. Emmerich sits back in on Coleno. Coleno near arm and head lock. Tries to lace the leg for a Merkel. Emmerich working on the hands. Coleno happy to just hang out there and wind down the clock. 10 seconds. And we're going to get a stalling and a point for Emmerich with 7 seconds to go. That is huge. If he can get out, we'll go to overtime. Emmerich up on all fours. Tips into Coleno. Coleno, oh, just hangs on to the 5-4 win over Baron Emmerich. 29-18 in favor of the Shikellamy Braves as we move to 160 pounds. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and we're celebrating President's Day all month long with huge discounts on all new vehicles during our President's Day event.
We have a great selection of 2019 Jeep Wranglers in stock with up to $2,000 off. Now, that's a huge discount, plus every new vehicle will be discounted for this event.
Check out our website that lets you value your trade, structure your deal, and see payments.
Huge President's Day event savings all month long at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Sunbury. Give us a call at 988-JEEP or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com, or better yet, stop in today.
And we are back, 160. Jermez Herring for the Braves. Senior 9 and 10, 14 and 11. Senior Richard Taylor. And Taylor tries a big throw on Herring. Herring drops his hips, drops right on top of Richard Taylor, and leads 4 to nothing as he puts him on his back. Now with a half Nelson as Taylor stands. Herring picks him up, plants him, and he's going to get a locked hands call on the way down. So that'll make the score 4 to 1. Didn't have him locked, but he had him overlapped, and that, by the rule book, is locked hands. And Jermez has been caught with that a couple times this year. He does, however, like to lift and plant. And they're back underway. Tight waist. Herring blocks the arm, rolls him through. Working left side. Tight waist. Bar arm. Taylor clears the arm. Herring gathers it back in. Now looks for a half on the left side. Again, working on the half Nelson on the left side. And going to go off the edge of the mat. 31 seconds to go in the first period. Shikellamy's Jermez Herring, the 4-1 lead. So the bus arrived this morning about the same time I did. Jermez accused me of following him. I pointed out I'd been here several times before. Had he ever been here before? He said no. Working left side, Herring with a power half right. Taylor stands. Herring picks him up, breaks him back down, but he drops to his hip. Got to get his butt up, and does. Taylor clears the leg. And And that is the end of the first period. 4-1 lead for Jermez Herring. Going to start second period on her feet. Didn't see who called it. I got to imagine it's Taylor after being ridden hard. Herring on the attack. Taylor ties up in the head. They break apart. Jermez Herring just moving forward on Richard Taylor. Now tap and go. Looks for a leg. Taylor sprawls. Stretches Herring out. Front head and arm as he circles to the side. And they go off the edge of the mat. Again, if you're tuning in for Braves versus Lewisburg basketball, about 2:15, we're going to switch you to WKOK.com. We will stay on the radio, WKOK 1070. And we do apologize to Coach Egan's brother, John Reffer, who's listening to us in the balmy breezes of Florida, according to his text message to me. So, do apologize to Mr. Reffer. We probably will switch before the match is over. However, hopefully the Braves will have it in hand by then. Who knows? Right now, two wrestlers duking it out on their feet. Taylor absolutely knows he does not want to get underneath Jermez Herring because Herring will just brutalize him. Herring, a wild shot. Taylor sprawls. Jermez moves up to a double. Taylor flattens him out. 2-point takedown. And the score tightens to 4-3 with 30 seconds to go in the second period. Jermez, thinking he needed to do something, just made a real wild shot. Didn't need to do that. Taylor from behind under the arms. Herring on his knees. Stands. Taylor has a 2-on-1. Taylor hangs on to Herring as he tries to run away from him. 6 seconds to go. Herring set. Taylor on top. Stands, turns. Oh, keeps turning and does it. 1 second to go. He gets the escape. That is big. 5-3, the lead for Herring. They're going to start the third period on their feet. Jermez needs to learn. He doesn't need to make a wild shot. Set something up. On their feet, forehead to forehead. Now they tie up. Taylor ties up in the head of Herring. Herring pushes him away. Taylor looks for a leg. In deep on the left leg, Herring sprawls. Sprawls. Cross faces, circles. Herring switches from a single to a double, back to a single, picks Herring up. And a 2-point takedown for Richard Taylor. Puts a half Nelson on as he attacks the head. He's got Herring on his back. And he pins him. Wow. 4:45 of the third period. The time of the fall. 29-24, the Braves on top. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design, Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
And we are back. 170 pounds, Evan Bingaman for the Braves. Bingaman is a senior, 23-7. Brady Proctor, a sophomore, 12-13 for the Bald Eagle Area Eagles. one more win for the Braves, it will put it out of reach, and that's why Coach Egan decided to put Bingaman out there to guarantee the victory for the Braves. Bingaman in on the legs of Proctor, but they go off the edge of the mat. 29-24. Bingaman wins, the Braves win. What a good match against Hollidaysburg. Proctor looks for a leg. Bingaman snaps him down, circles to the rear. 2-point takedown for Evan Bingaman. He's been weighing in at 170. Today's the first day he's actually gotten a chance to wrestle there. Ball and chain on the right arm. Puts his knee in the kidneys of Brady Proctor. Working right side. He's got that ball and chain on tight, but can't get him over, and Proctor clears it. Bingaman steps to the right side, tight waist. And rolls Proctor through, trying to get the tilt, doesn't get it. Bingaman chops off on the right arm. 2-on-1 on the arm. Pulls Proctor to his side, and now runs out of time. So a 2-0 lead for Evan Bingaman after a period. Choice went to Bingaman. He deferred. Proctor decides he wants to go on his feet. On their feet, they lock up. Break apart, lock up again. Proctor looks for a leg. Bingaman sprawls. Proctor circles, not able to get anything. They go off the edge of the mat. Proctor's been the aggressor. Bingaman the opportunist. On their feet. Pawn at each other. Bingaman moves in. Proctor being a bit passive. And they go off the edge of the mat. Minute 19 to go in the second period. Again, Bingaman on the attack. Tap and go by Proctor. Bingaman sprawls. Snaps down the head, circles, big step behind, 2-point takedown, and a 4-0 Evan Bingaman lead. Bingaman from behind. Great bind on the right leg. Form in the back of the head, power half right. Now, I'm not sure which side he wants to form. He's, with the legs, he's almost got to go on the right side. Bingaman with that leg sunk in deep. And we're going to get a stalemate stop in the action with 24 seconds to go. Evan Bingaman leading 4-0. Proctor sits Bingaman tight way, stays in control 15 seconds. Flattens him out. 2-on-1 on the right arm. Looks up, checks the clock. 5 seconds to go. And that is the end of the second period. Evan Bingaman with a 4-0 lead over Brady Proctor. Third period wrestling, referee's down position. And Bingaman on the bottom. Proctor, tight waist, arm pry, comes out front. And Bingaman pancakes him to the mat. He's got him on his back, and he pins him. 2 minutes and 13 seconds, Bingaman helps him up. So Evan Bingaman with a fall. That will ice the win for the Braves. They lead 35-24 going into the final match of the afternoon. I'm not even sure the Braves have anybody for Ben Yetsko. And that is the case. They will forfeit to Yetsko. They have run out of wrestlers. So the final score will be 35-30. The Braves will beat Bald Eagle Area. This is the first win that they've had in a number of years over Bald Eagle Area. There is some question in the scorebook. I don't know, maybe they're looking for some JV matchups, but at any rate, 35-30, the final score here, and we will be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, leave the shoes outside.
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
If the last time you had a fun event with your friends and family was Uncle Bob tells you about his vacation for the third time in a row, then you miss the great times that are found at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Everyone from moms and dads right down to all the kids always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice-cold drinks including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at garfields.net.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in Central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
And welcome back to Bald Eagle Area High School, where the Braves have beaten the Eagles for the first time in a number of years, 35-30. And if you are joining us for Braves basketball, we are going to send you on back down the road, about an hour and 20-minute drive from Bald Eagle Area to the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium for the Braves and the Lewisburg Green Dragons. Kevin and the Chief, hopefully the Braves will have the same success that they did here on the mats today at the Lockoff Gym. So for now, for our WKOK.com listeners, thanks for joining us. We'll be back here hopefully on Tuesday night. And for our radio listeners, you can hang out here with us a little bit. I will give you a wrap-up as to what happened here today. Don't know if we're going to get a coach to talk to Coach Egan because they are having some extra matches here that are going on. So he's still kind of working. So, but we will be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The coolest place to warm up this winter, Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Little Addie's is a trendy, relaxing coffee shop. Innovative seasonal drink flavors, plus mochas, lattes, fresh ground coffee, all handcrafted and made to order. Little Addie's has a full breakfast and lunch menu, too, to help upgrade your day. Check out the weekly specials, including Addie's homemade soups to warm you up. Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Find them on Facebook or stop by to be greeted with a smile. Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Open Tuesday through Sunday.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and we're celebrating President's Day all month long with huge discounts on all new vehicles during our President's Day event.
We have a great selection of 2019 Jeep Wranglers in stock with up to $2,000 off. Now, that's a huge discount, plus every new vehicle will be discounted for this event.
Check out our website that lets you value your trade, structure your deal, and see payments.
Huge President's Day event savings all month long at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Sunbury. Give us a call at 988-JEEP or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com, or better yet, stop in today.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Welcome back to Bald Eagle Area High School, where the Braves have beaten the Eagles 35-30, went 2-0 on the day. Earlier this morning, they beat Hollidaysburg 43-27. So let's go back here and see what that means record-wise for the Braves. Let's see there. 8-9-10-5 on the season, dual meet-wise. Bald Eagle Area now at 8-7. Let's take a look at how things went here today. They started off at 195. Curtis Rager, boy, I'll tell you what. This kid, he's taken some whoopings this year, but a real good match today for the freshman for the Braves. Went into overtime with a 1-1 tie, ended up with a 3-1 win with a reversal in the second overtime that put the Braves out early 3-0. Adam Young at 220 pounds receiving a forfeit, as did Connell Fain at heavyweight, and no match at 106. So at that particular point, the score was 15-0. At 113 pounds, Cooper Gillum, a sophomore, a fine-looking sophomore, with a first-period fall over Shiklemy's Damian Wolf, 15-6, the Braves lead. At 120 pounds, Caleb Yoder did everything he could to not get pinned by Garrett Giedrich, but Giedrich finally stuck him late in the third period to tighten the score to 15-12. At 126 pounds, the Eagles tied the score at 15. Drake Holderman, a 2-0 win over Colton Semko. Semko had a really nice win against Hollidaysburg and wrestled really well against Holderman here this afternoon, but loses 2-0. The score tied 15-15. At 132 pounds, Cade Balestrini does, well, what we've expected him to do, score bonus points. He got two falls on the day. Usually he's a technical fall machine. Promised Coach Egan he would get him six in the matches today. First period fall, he had a first period fall against Hollidaysburg. Braves lead 21-15. 138 pounds, another wrestler that had a really good day today, Gage Wolf. Really excited for what's to come with for this kid when he gets some experience under his belt and the confidence to know that when he goes forward, he scores and he wins. 10-6, he beat Noah Fultz today at 138 pounds. 24-15, the Braves lead at that particular point. Drew Balestrini wrestling Devin Kibe, and it was Balestrini with a technical fall in 440. 29-15, the Braves lead. 152 pounds. A battle. Baron Emmerich gets the initial takedown, but Drew Coleno comes back and wins 5-4. Titans have scored a 29-18. At 160, Jermez Herring gets the opening takedown and near fall points, but can't hang with Richard Taylor. Taylor gets the fall in the third period to tighten the score to 29-24. Knowing one wins ices the match, Coach Egan puts Evan Bingaman, who weighed in at 170 and has been for a while, but wrestling mostly at 182, puts Bingaman out against Brady Proctor, and Bingaman does his job. He gets the third period fall over Proctor. That makes the score 35-24, puts it out of reach, and it's a good thing because the Braves didn't have any more bodies. Ben Yetsko gets the forfeit at 182. The final score, Shiklemy 35 and Bald Eagle Area 30. And again, the first time the Braves have beaten them in a number of years. I don't have the last time the Braves won, but it's been a while. So it's always good when you beat Bald Eagle Area. The Braves improve to 10-5 on the season. Well, from Baldy Gore area, we're again the final score, Shikellamy 35, Baldy Gore area 30. Join me Tuesday when the Braves come back up in this area to take on Bellefonte, and it will be the final dual meet of the season. Gian Fabian back at the Blue Hill Studios. Great job, Gian. Thanks for all the hard work. And this is Steve Williams inviting you back next time when the Braves throw it down on the res lake. Shikellamy Braves High School Wrestling is a News Radio 1070 WKOK sports presentation. Good afternoon.